Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever for Beverly Nadler, her fabulous daughter, Dr. Denise Nadler, a.k.a. Ariana, their friends and family, and we want this to be the best year ever for all our friends, family, contacts, and loyal listeners worldwide.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends. We are broadcasting live across America and around the world. This is the Hour to Empower, with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into Joyce Barry and Friends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You want to share these special shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber and even a fan by going to our Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. Be sure to check like. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is joycebarry.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room, have fun, and chat away. I go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on in there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner, and then you will hear from our wonderful guest today. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever.
I wonder what it feels like to feel as powerful, as strong as Rocky. I play that theme song on every show, every day, and just listening to it empowers me. Today we have a show to empower you to fight colds and flu the natural way. And you say, how is that possible? The secret is to strengthen your immune systems. That's right. You have more than one immune system. Bet you did not know that. I did not know that for sure, so I can hardly wait to hear about my extra immune systems. Join health guru, my friend, Beverly Nadler, as she shares valuable information about your immune systems and how to avoid, prevent, and quickly recover from colds and flu without taking drugs. Imagine that. Perfect timing, Beverly Nadler. It is the flu season, and people are sniffling away. So welcome to the show, and do tell about our immune systems.
It is my pleasure, Joyce. As always, Thursday is a very special day for me. I love sharing the information that I kind of spend my life researching and going over it in my head. How do I want to explain this? Because there's so much information and misinformation about almost every subject out there. And I try to be as careful as I can be to give information that people can use that is really, really helpful. So, yeah, let's talk about the immune system. Immune system, so let me explain that. Most people are familiar with their, what I call the first, the main the immune system, and the thymus gland, which is just around where the thyroid gland, just above the thyroid gland, is the main part of that immune system. But also there are these disease fighters in our blood called B cells, T cells, phagocytes, and leukocytes. You do not have to know this. It's just the curiosity is, okay, I know I have a main immune system, know about the thymus gland. There is something called the thymus thump, and I'm going to tell you that now because it is a fascinating thing. You actually tap on the thymus gland, which I said is just below the thyroid gland, and you just tap on it to a waltz rhythm, like 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, and it actually stimulates your thymus gland. Another thing that stimulates your thymus gland is laughter, because when you laugh, you are actually doing something internally that actually moves the thymus gland. So that's a very simple thing that anybody can do, and you can do it throughout the day with a thymus tap. And, yeah, laugh as often as possible. That will help you. But we do need to know more than that, and I think now you might want to know what is the secondary immune system, and that is friendly flora. That is that part of your cellular structure that is made up of enormous amounts of microbes, 700 different microbes or bacteria, which are called friendly flora, 7 different species reside primarily in your gut. But researchers are finding out now that they actually are not only in the gut, they're in other parts of the body, and they are extremely important in protecting us from disease because they keep the unfriendly bacteria, the disease-causing bacteria, in check. If you do not have a good balance, if you don't have enough of the so-called friendly flora, you will get sick. So it's very important that we keep enough friendly flora in our bodies. And, of course, I'm going to tell you how to do that, but I want you first to understand that this is a very important part of you. We actually have, I think it's between, it depends on who is giving you the information, between 10 and 20 times more cells that are microbial cells, both friendly and unfriendly, than human cells. So if an alien was looking at our body and examining it, it would think we were one big microbe as opposed to a human being. That's a fact, nothing that I made up. It is a fact. So we need to be very careful. And some of the things that are destroying friendly bacteria is the overuse of antibiotics. This is a problem in hospitals, why a lot of people actually get infections when they're in the hospital, because there's so much antibiotics being used there. There's also other things that destroy our friendly bacteria, such as sugar, especially soda, and it's of course stress. But we're going to talk about that a little bit later. You need to keep a good balance, and there is products also that you can take, which I will talk about. But that those two immune systems, and researchers are now looking and saying there may be more immune systems, but these are the two that are most prevalent and the two that we need to take care of.
Beverly, you mentioned something. I think you said friendly flora. What is unfriendly flora? What does that relate to?
Disease-causing bacteria. Everything that causes diseases, colds, flu, any kind of acute illness, these are all, this is disease-causing bacteria. So we have the friendly bacteria that keeps us healthy, and we have the unfriendly bacteria, which makes us sick.
Got it. I never heard of it as friendly, unfriendly. Thank you for clearing
friendly
that up.
Friendly flora is somewhat common. Well, when I say common, among people who study this kind of thing, it's common. But they're now a very popular product, and I might as well mention it right from the beginning, is different forms of probiotics. And what the probiotics are is they contain large amounts, billions of friendly flora in order to make up for the fact that we are basically destroying the friendly flora with our lifestyle, with the chemicals, with the sugar and so on in our food. So that's a product that is available, and it's becoming more and more common for different health people involved in natural health particularly to be sending out newsletters and articles about it, and I've got massive amounts of information on it. But that would be a subject all to its own, so you really understand how friendly flora operates and how these products would help you to keep the friendly flora. But right now we're talking very specifically about preventing colds and the flu. So that's number one. You need to take care of your immune system and also your secondary immune system. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. Some of the simple things that we can do, first of all, things we should avoid. And when we talk about avoiding, it's not just for the colds and flu. It's avoiding them because they're not healthy. And you begin to train yourself to have a lifestyle that is healthy, because all parts of your body actually work together. Not only all parts of your body, also body and mind work together. So we want to stay as healthy as possible all year round. But at this particular time, there are specific things that we can do. And some of them include just sensible things, like when you go out into the cold, from the warm house into the cold air, you're actually causing a stress response. So what you want to do is dress warm, use hats and scarves. Now, I know that there are people that feel like, I can brave the storm and I'm healthy and strong and blah, blah, blah. The whole point is be sensible. You want to make that shift easy for your body. So use gloves, hats, scarves when you go out. Another thing, to the best of your ability, is avoid sick people, which means also when you can, and I realize the holiday season makes it very difficult, but when you can, do the best to not be in very crowded places, because obviously people with the prolific amount of germs and colds and things are in crowded places. So if you can avoid them, do. We can't always avoid it. And this is one of the reasons to strengthen your immune system. So when you're around people that have colds and flu, you don't want to have to literally catch it, as the term goes. Another thing is going to say you must handle stress. I don't say avoid stress, because that's not possible. We live in a world in which we cannot avoid stress, but we can learn how to handle stress. And I do want to point out that we've had numerous shows on specifically on stress and dealing with stress and what to do, both to the best of your ability, prevent certain things, and also what to do to bounce back from it. And you can find those by just going to this website, Joyce Barry and Friends, looking in the menu, putting in stress and my name, Beverly Nadler, and these shows will come up.
That's Joyce Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and is spelled out A-N-D, friends.com, Joyce Barry and friends.com. You'll find the search bar on the upper right and put in stress or put in Beverly Nadler, and you'll get a lot more information.
Right. The reason I suggest putting in stress along with my name is because I've got hundreds of shows and they're not all on stress. So this way, if you're specifically wanting stress, put that word in also. Some of the things that you can do, just to give you an idea, we're finding out more and more that a lot of stress is related to technology. People being on computers all day long or on their iPhones, the Wi-Fi, these particular vibrations, for one thing, the frequencies, are not totally compatible with people's their own nervous system, their own body. Not everybody is affected, but many people are and don't even know that. Some are affected so badly they actually have to move to a town in West Virginia where there is no Wi-Fi. Very interesting fact that that actually exists, and more people are actually moving there because they are so stressed out. But one of the ways that you can have less stress is to just stop. Have a certain time that you know you're not going to be on the computer. You're not going to look at your iPhone. In fact, they actually have studies on this now, checking on people's productivity. They check their brains to see what happens, and they found that when people actually shut off their phones, their whole brain relaxes. And that's very important because your brain literally directs your body. So keep in mind also when you're using a lot of technology, just stop maybe for 5 minutes, maybe 3 minutes, and just breathe and move away from your computer or turn in another direction so that you can allow your body to get back to what's known as homeostasis, which is a balance.
This is all very powerful information, folks. Try to take it in because it could make a profound difference in your health, in your life. And if you want to hear any show again, just know that every show is archived. You can hear them 24/7 at JoyceBarryAndFriends.com. So you can download them, share them, email them. So sometimes when you feel overwhelmed with information, it's a good idea to re-listen to the show.
You are so right about that. And there is a lot of information. There's so many things that you can do to protect yourself. And it's important to at least engage in some of them. I'm going to mention meditation now because meditation is a way of reducing stress. Just stopping. You know, some people say, well, I can't meditate or I don't have the time. You know, you don't have to do a half an hour. You don't have to do the what they call a usual type of meditation. You can just stop, relax, breathe, let your body just stop working and let your brain stop thinking. And if thoughts come in, don't follow them. Again, we also have a complete shows just on meditation so that people who are not sure, well, am I doing it right or is this going to work for me, can find out about how to meditate and the simplicity that you can use. And I know there's a lot of complicated ways, but you don't necessarily need that. Simplicity really works. One other thing I want to mention before I go on to the foods and the supplements, which are extremely important. You know, your body is both an energy, so it's energy, it's vibrations, It's electric in a sense, and your nervous system deals with that. But it's also chemical, and so the things you put into your body are very important. But I want to mention chiropractic here, and you can say, well, what does chiropractic have to do with this? Chiropractic takes care of your nervous system. That's its function. It's not just, well, I'm going to take care of my bones, or I want to have an adjustment because it feels good, which is important because it feels good. But the main thing is that it is here to normalize your immune, your nervous system, and your nervous system is your master system. What that means is that it regulates every system in your body, including your immune system. Your immune systems and your digestion and your muscles and your glands, everything. Chiropractic is one of the things that I have been using almost my entire adult life, from the time I met my ex-husband, who is a chiropractor. And immediately, I had a terrible sinus condition my whole life until I met him. Nose drops every single day. And within three adjustments, I never had a problem again. And that you might say, that has to do with the immune system, respiratory system. So what I'm saying is that you take care of your nervous system, you will certainly assist in taking care of all of the systems in your body, including and especially your immune system.
Well, you were talking about ways, things to do to be on the healthy side of life, reduce stress. I have to say that I'm prejudiced, and I would say that the number one, the best thing of all to do for yourself is listen to our positive show every single day. And even our health guru might agree to that as well, since she wrote this poem about our show to make that point.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day, a way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the number one internet radio show.
And folks, we do ask that you partner up with us in having that happen. Simply go to joycebarryandfriends.com, and on the upper left of the homepage, you will see my picture. And right under that, if you click follow, you will be apprised of every show, every guest, every topic. So do go to that. Become one of our loyal listeners. We love our loyal listeners, so you need not miss any show, any time, because those notifications will advise you of ones coming up and ones in the past. So do become a loyal listener. Back to you, Beverly. And thank you so much for that awesome poem.
Thank you. I second that, and it's very, very appropriate that you brought in that poem right now, because before I get into the particular foods and supplements, the importance of your emotional state cannot be overstressed. And by starting your day Or if you can't start your day by tuning in every day to these shows or getting them, you know, if you can't get them on demand. Well, that's what they use on television. We don't call it that. Everything is filed, every single show. Just use these shows to help stimulate the positive emotions, the feeling good emotions. There's shows on laughter. There's shows that are humorous shows, that are informative shows, that are motivational, inspirational, and all of this because you are a complex. Your body, mind, spirit is a complex working together. And the emotional state affects everything. So you definitely want to take care of that. And, of course, we have shows also on emotions, how to deal with your emotions, because sometimes things get so out of hand that even if we stop and we breathe and we say, no, I'm not going to let this bother me, your emotions get carried away. You know, logic does not, or rather I should say, emotions do not respond to logic. It is something that you need in advance to understand how to deal with your emotions and to start off your day as much as possible. If you can't listen to the show immediately, start your day by saying, today is another wonderful day. I can't wait to see what good things are going to happen to me. And if you notice your mind going into a negative state, use one of Joyce's favorite things, which, by the way, I don't know if you're aware of that, is one of the things they use in religious science or science of mind. Cancel, cancel, cancel. It's one of Joyce's favorite things.
Oh, wait, Beverly, let me explain in the context that is. Excuse me. When you're thinking a thought you want to get rid of instantly, so the technique is cancel and immediately substitute it for something else. I just wanted to explain that for doing that, it immediately puts you on the right track, immediately. So that's something that does work for me, as simple as that. The thought comes up, you say cancel. I just want to share one more thing, and that is the value of the serenity prayer. That's another thing for instant calmness, and let me share that with you all now. It's used in Al-Anon, AA, Alcoholics Anonymous, every meeting. And let me listen to the words carefully. Let me share it so you can see the impact of that. God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference. Living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time, accepting hardships as the pathway to peace, taking, as he did, this sinful world as it is, not as I would have it, trusting that he will make all things right if I surrender to his will, that I may be reasonably happy in this life and supremely happy with him forever in the next. Amen. Wouldn't you say, Beverly, wouldn't you agree that the words in that really brings a great degree of comfort to know, to let go of what you can change, the wisdom to
absolutely
know the difference?
Absolutely. The first few lines of that, I think, are familiar to people, and the rest is probably possibly not. But there are things that we can't change. You know, as much as we talk about, you know, visualize what you want, set your goals, and so on, there are some things that are beyond the ability. And so what we do is learn to adapt to them. We become more adaptable, more flexible. That all has to do with state of mind. People who need to control everything, that's not a positive state of mind. It does cause a lot of stress, you know, when you absolutely must control everything. So we've talked about the many things. We haven't talked about the nutritional thing, except, of course, to avoid sugar, chemicals, pesticides in your food, GMO foods. You want to stay away from them. But we haven't talked about what to do nutrition-wise. The only thing I realize, aside from the only thing, there's many other things one can do. Massages help to relax you. Acupuncture works on your nervous system. But exercise, you know, people, we got an awful lot of couch potatoes now, and that term is just somebody who just sits all day, and, you know, it's hard not to, although right now they have desks that are actually made where you can lower them and raise them and lower them so that you can alternate between sitting and standing. In fact, my oldest daughter, who works for a very large company, that's a desk that they have there so that she can raise and lower them. She also says her biggest exercise is going up and down the stairs about 5 times a day, I think 3 flights. That is a form of exercise, by the way. But, you know, you can do simple exercise and stretching, moving. Moving your body is important. You know, what they say is, you know, you don't use it, then lose it. You need walking, something as simple as just walking. Nature is something else that helps to raise your immunity, that helps to keep you healthy, just being in nature. Because if it's freezing cold, you're not one that, you know, goes out in the snow and the ice. I'm not one. This is not my thing. But I recognize how valuable it is, so I do get outdoors if it's not snowing. When I was a kid, of course, I liked to build snowmen. Maybe you did, too. But the thing is it's everything that you do that gives you a lifestyle that supports good health.
Bevel, you mentioned acupuncture. For people who may have heard the term but don't know what it is, can you say a little bit about that?
Acupuncture is a very old system, I think came from the Chinese. And it doesn't sound good because it's the tiny little needles that are actually put into various parts of your body that are leading to specific systems and organs in your body. They are very tiny. They are non-invasive. They don't hurt. I mean, this is one of the things. I didn't have acupuncture for most years. And then I decided, because one of my daughters, who is very much involved in everything that I'm talking about, chiropractic is a part of her life, she was raised on that. But she said, you know, acupuncture is another thing. And she'll go to an acupuncturist at least, I think, once a month. And I'm going now, and I'm finding that it is relaxing also. These needles do not hurt. That's what I want to tell people. But they are directed to certain parts of the body, depending on what the complaint is. And if there is no specific complaint, then there's a system of how the needles are placed just for overall healing and health and homeostasis. Homeostasis means balance in your body.
You did that very, very well. So there's a lot of benefits. The needles are half thin. It goes into the pressure points on the body to relieve a variety of conditions. It's one of the oldest forms of traditional Chinese medicine. You're correct about that, dating back to at least 100 BC. While it's accepted as a form of medicine in many parts of the world, they say the jury is still out because to provide relief for a surprisingly broad range of symptoms, it's kind of like what they say about Cairo. The jury is still out because the Eastern world, in many cases, did not catch up with the West. Yet millions upon millions of people will attest to the benefits of chiropractic and acupuncture.
Absolutely. What the problem, it's an old problem. When allopathic medicine came in, it totally, the very strong unions and the drug companies, of course, have pretty well maligned anything else as being quackery. And in fact, because you brought it up, there was a lawsuit that the chiropractors filed against the AMA, and they won. The chiropractors won. The AMA was claiming that it was quackery and it should not be allowed, and they shouldn't have licenses, etc., and chiropractic won. So, yeah, we need to recognize that there's value in everything, but we do know that there are a lot of side effects from everything that has to do with pharmaceutical medicine, and there is very few ever side effects from natural sources of healing. And so when that's preferable, if one can do that, but there are certainly times when in acute conditions where nothing's going to work except a drug, what we're trying to do is avoid that as much as possible.
Beverly, I got to say, you are a drug. You're a healthy drug. You give such great information. I just say, oh, if only people will listen to her. So,
thank you.
I wanted to say the reason I called you a drug is because I'm addicted to you and the value that you give to my life and to this show.
Joyce, I'm going to say it's a mutual admiration society because your show gives tremendous value to me. The opportunity not only to hear your other guests, who are all wonderful, you have wonderful guests, as my poem said, but the opportunity for me to share the things that I want to share with people who are ready and willing to make a change. So that's the thing, is that many people will listen, and not only to this, but, you know, to good advice. I remember Gary Noll. You may be familiar with that name.
Yes,
I
know him. I've been to his home several times.
Okay, so he wrote a book, a very interesting book, in which he stated, in this book, he said his brother, I think, pointed out to him, he had millions of followers, but almost no one was really, when I say home, a very small percentage, doing any of these things he said. They just keep following him, listening to him on the radio, going to his seminars, but they didn't change their lifestyle. And I'm going to say at this point, this has to do with programming. Also, you can find out about programming again by going to the archives. We have many shows on the subconscious mind. We're programmed in certain ways, and we do say things like, I'll get to it, or I'll do this, or yeah, that sounds good, and make absolutely no change because we continue to go in the same direction over and over again, even when we know better.
I have to say that I capture that in a poem because that's so true. So, folks, if you're one of those people that you'll get to it someday, I wrote this for you. Someday, an original poem by yours truly, Joyce Barry. I went to my calendar and took a look. I discovered that someday was not in the book. I looked carefully, for someday I did seek, but only Monday through Sunday appeared on each week. I got really confused. This was not funny. I always said someday I'd make very good money. I always said someday I'd get everything done. I always said someday I'd be number one. I always said someday this and someday that. Someday is starting to sound like very old hat. I became very sure that something was wrong. No someday on my calendar all along. I thought everything I wanted would come to be. It would happen someday, I kept telling me. It was someday, I kept telling you, that all our dreams were sure to come true. How shocking to discover that all along, someday was not in the calendar. How could I be so wrong? How could I not know that why I was stuck was that someday would never, ever show up? There wasn't a calendar anywhere, none to be found, that had someday in it, it would never come around. I always knew that if something is going to be, I am totally responsible. It's all up to me. I thought of my goals and made a new list. How exciting to realize that someday did not exist. Now I really know without any doubt that Monday through Sunday is in and someday is out. So I ask you, women, I ask you, men, I ask myself, if not right now, when? Beverly Nadler, if not right now, when?
Well, first of all, I want to say I love that poem, and I actually passed a church one day, and they have a bulletin board with different signs on it, and one day the sign said, "Someday is not in your calendar."
He got it from me, the church. They got it from me. Okay.
When I read that, I said, oh, I must remember to tell Joyce. That's how
yes, I offered
it
a big reward. If anyone could find Someday in the calendar, send it to me, and we'll send you a book from a famous author or something in recognition that you found something that doesn't exist.
Right, yes. Well, it is an act of will that people have to make up their mind to say, as much as I don't feel like doing this because it's not something that's common to me, it's not my habit, it's important enough. And when it becomes important enough, then people begin to make some changes. So let's look now at the food and the herbs and the supplements that will support your immune system. And some of the things, fruit, nuts, seeds, vegetables, healthy oils like coconut, avocado, and virgin olive oil. These are all really, really healthy. Now, there is a whole thing out, you know, about meat. There's even a movie now that's saying nobody should eat meat. It's not true. There's some people that need to eat meat. And by the way, meat contains vitamin B12, which is very difficult to get. If you're not a meat eater, you're probably not getting it. It's a very important a vitamin to be able to support your, especially your immune system, B12. There are B12 supplements, and the one that you want is something that they call sublingual. In other words, it is absorbed under your tongue, especially important if you're not a meat eater. If you are a meat eater, I'm going to say, because of the hormones and the antibiotics, et cetera, you want grass-fed, pasture-fed, no hormones added, no antibiotics added. Hard to find? Not really. Even regular supermarkets now recognize the fact that there are people that really are concerned about their health and do not want all of these things in their food. So I am not telling people to eat meat or not to eat meat, but some people definitely it is important for their health that they have some meat. When I talk about kinds of foods, you know, nuts, vegetables, fruits, seeds, and oils, etc., I am always talking about organic sources because there is just way too much stuff in the pesticides, and there are some fruits and vegetables that have so many pesticides they're actually on a list as being dangerous, that includes strawberries, it includes apples, it includes celery, includes potatoes, that you want those. There are more, but those are specific ones that I have in my mind that need to be organic. So you start off with good food, and then you need to take supplements. It's impossible to get enough nutrition today without your supplements. There are reports on the fact that so many of our foods now have far less vitamins and minerals than they had in the past, and therefore you need supplementation. But I'm going to say again, your mineral, vitamin-mineral supplement needs to come from food, not from chemicals. And there are many companies now that are making that in recognition of the fact that it is healthier and that people are demanding it.
And did you have any particular ones in mind?
Well, I use a certain company that I get most of my supplements from, and that is a network marketing company. And so I don't choose to mention the name when I'm on this show. People can certainly contact me and find out, or they can go to my website and they will find out the nutrition.
Her website
some of the
is Beverly Nadler, NADLER.com, but there's nothing to stop me from acknowledging it, since Beverly is the guru, supports it. I do as well. And
is there a secret to having more natural energy, improved health, and looking younger?
The answer is yes.
Can this secret increase your longevity, strengthen your immune system, reduce and prevent inflammation, and detoxify your entire body?
The answer is yes.
Can this same secret prevent and help your body heal acute and chronic diseases, shorten injury healing time, and increase production of your body's master antioxidant?
The answer is yes.
The answer is ImmuniCal, an amazing, life-changing, all-natural health product.
ImmuniCal has 77 worldwide patents and has been endorsed by the 2008 Nobel Prize winner for medicine.
Order ImmuniCal now at the website healingnaturally.me. That's healingnaturally.me.
You finally know the secret to good health and staying young.
So if healing naturally is for you, go online now to order ImmuniCal at the website healingnaturally.me.
That's healingnaturally.me.
Okay, so I wouldn't have shared that if I didn't endorse it as well. With this show, it's 100% integrity. I'll only acknowledge something that I personally know about, endorse, approve of. And if you want to be extra sharp, like our health guru, Beverly Navley, you might want to check this out from that same website.
Do you often feel tired, stressed, and have trouble mentally focusing on things? How'd you like to be happier with more energy and mental clarity? You can with Extra Sharp, a healthy herbal beverage. Just drink 2 tablespoons and you'll be on your way to a power-packed day. Extra Sharp contains 21 different healing herbs that go into action immediately. You'll notice the difference in just minutes. Order Extra Sharp right now by logging on to healingnaturally.me. That's healingnaturally.me. Order yours and feel extra sharp now.
Please
thank you,
proceed,
Jerry.
Our extra sharp guru. Go ahead.
Thank you for playing those. I want to mention some more things about these particular products. And also, on the same website, you will find a wonderful probiotic friendly flora product. You will also find a vitamin mineral product that is almost primarily made from natural sources. So this is a website that has some extraordinary products that will assist you in taking care of not getting the flu, not getting colds, or if you do, then you will have them, you'll recover much quicker. I want to say what ImmuniCal does is help your body produce glutathione, which is the most important antioxidant that there is. It is an immune strengthener, also an anti-inflammatory, and it's a detoxifier, and it must be produced by the body. There are glutathione pills. They are ineffective because the molecules are not well absorbed in the body. But ImmuniCal is guaranteed to assist your body in building and producing more glutathione. Extra Sharp, very interesting because the amount of herbs that are in there, so many of them will protect the lungs. They will support the immune system, support the nervous system. I'll just give you a few names. Echinacea, which is specifically a support for your immune system. Grape seed, which protects the lungs and it's anti-inflammatory. Guana seed, which stimulates your nervous system. And remember, your nervous system is your master system and it is important for keeping a healthy immune system. Horehound herb, which relaxes bronchial spasms. Milk thistle, which removes toxins and enhances liver function. Remember, everything works together. Thyme leaf, which is also enhances lung performance. All of these are in Extra Sharp and many other herbs, herbs that lower cholesterol, herbs that help the other systems of your body, hormonal and all. So these products are exceptional. And natural vitamin mineral is very important. I want to mention specific vitamins that some people, and I am one that I will add additional even to these, and that's vitamin C, but made from food. so that it contains bioflavonoids. I'm not talking about ascorbic acid, which in a pinch, I would say, yeah, you could increase ascorbic acid. Linus Pauling did his research on vitamin C, and he used ascorbic acid, but he used thousands upon thousands of grams. And I'm talking now about you don't need that much, but you want to get a vitamin C that has the bioflavonoids and it's made from food. Vitamin D3. Vitamin D is what is from the sun. Now, we don't get that much sun, and if we do get it, it's blocked by all of the things that we put on our body to prevent the issues that are a problem with the sun. So vitamin D doesn't get through, but vitamin D3 is the closest to the sunlight. And years ago, by the way, before they ever had any antibiotics, people who were sick were told, go up on the roof and just get sun. This is many years ago, before we had the atmospheric problems we have now. An old, time-tested product that's coming back is cod liver oil, because it contains the vitamin D and also A, which is another important immune stimulator. So these are very, very important things, and we want to make it as simple as possible. And if you're listening to this show and you're saying, I can't remember all of that, please go back and listen to it again and take down those things. When I say take down, write those things that you say, well, I can do this and I can add this. And then if you've got this list, you might say, okay, this is what I'm going to do now, this is what I'm going to do later, I'm going to do this. Because anything that we've mentioned today, anybody can do. It just takes the desire. It's wonderful to be able to prevent and avoid colds and the flu, and to do it the natural way so that there are never any side effects. And not only will you be helping your body to avoid colds and the flu, but what you'll also be doing is stimulating your entire body to become healthier. And when you're healthier, friends, you are happier. And generally, believe it or not, healthier, happier people are even more successful.
Beverly, great show, great information. Oh, what do you want to say to sum up and then give the message you want to leave with people? And I certainly know you always have a poem ready for us. So first, sum up, and then your message, and then your poem.
Okay. Take care of yourself, folks. You got one body that you live in, and that body requires that you take care of it. Exercise, nutrition, supplements, the particular supplements that we mentioned that you can find out much more about on the website healingnaturally.me. Particularly important that you look into that and hopefully choose to take them. Doing as much as you can to avoid toxicity to your body, and especially, I'm going to say, sugar and also artificial sweeteners. They should be as little as possible included in your food. Stevia, pure stevia, not with dextrose, not with chemicals, pure stevia is a wonderful sweetener. So take care of yourself, because no one else can do it for you.
That was very impactful, to be sure. Are you ready for your poem?
Yes, I am. And it is about specifically avoiding colds and flu. With the winter season comes colds and the flu, but they don't have to bother you. Strengthen your immune system. Build your resistance. Take care of your health. Yes, it does require your persistence. Eliminate processed and sugary food. Choose what's natural and chemical-free. Good nutrition and supplements are essential for health, you see. Move your body every day. Exercise is great. Even simple walking, stretching, and yoga, they're all first rate. Drink pure water and breathe clean, fresh air. Get plenty of restful sleep. And have chiropractic care. Avoid negative thinking and negative people. Have fun and reduce your stress. For nothing is more healing than laughter and happiness.
Wow, 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 as always. Instead of three stars, you got three big wows. So thank you for another very impactful show. Always grateful. And folks, my message is to get into action. It's great that you hear all this. It is truly a blessing that we have people like Beverly Nadler giving you this information. But the key is to get into action, not just take notes, not to just listen to it, but to actually get into action. So what will that take? What do you need to do to inspire yourself to follow these things, to appreciate these things, to share these things? Because the more people that support you, the more chances you are of getting it done. And the question is, if not now, when? Joyce, Barry, and friends, the number one worldwide internet radio show. This poem, an original by yours truly, is entitled, If Not Now, When? We are giving you the education. We are giving you the information. We are giving you the motivation. We are giving you the inspiration. What you really need to do is to put this into application. Do you want a transformation? You must use your imagination. It might take some perspiration. It's all in the preparation. You must really be sure there is no procrastination. It helps to have a fascination and very strong determination. You want a positive demonstration, achieve success in the administration. It really is the time. Give each show your consideration. What is your aspiration? What do you need for stimulation? To get healthy and off that medication, to get wealthy, it's your destination. So make today the day for your participation. If you do, congratulations. If not now, when? So, folks, ask yourself that $64,000 question, if not now, when? Once again, Beverly Nadler, I'm very grateful to you for being such a major part of the show and my life. And, folks, I want to leave you with my special prayer for all of you. May yesterday be the last day, the very last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. May today be the first day. It is the first day of the rest of your life. May it be the beginning of the very best of your life, with extraordinary wishes granted and dreams coming true. Make this the most meaningful year of making more money, good health, good luck, good fortune, attracting special people and opportunities, creating magical memories, and manifesting marvelous miracles. So, folks, have this be a day of miracles. Have this be one of the best days of your life. We love you. We thank you for being loyal listeners. We are grateful to you. God bless you all. And go ahead and make someone happy today.